Good morning and welcome to Minnesota Reads here on KUMD. Minnesota Reads produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Our Minnesota Reads this morning is part cultural, it's part book, obviously, it's part architecture. Joan Henrich is on the line with us this morning to tell us more. Hey, Joan, good morning and hi there.
Good morning.
You've got just coming up in just about a week or so, the publication launch of your book, Winds and Currents, Native Stories Retold and Illustrated. And the book has a connection to architecture, of all things, and the new Amsoil Sports Arena. So you better explain that to our listeners.
Yeah, I'm a graphic designer, and I do fine art also, but I had been a senior graphic designer at Westmoreland Flint, and I graduated or retired a few years ago, and I was wondering what was going to be the next big adventure. So I happened to read in the paper an RFP for designs for the new Amsoil Arena for terrazzo floors that they were going to include in the arena building, and it was part of the percent for the arts, which means that they were going to include art in the budget for the actual construction. So I submitted a design, and it willowed down and willowed down, and finally my design was chosen for the floor. And it was kind of strange because I had never done a designer. I mean, I'd never done a terrazzo floor, but I decided that, a paintbrush is a paintbrush. It's just a different material. So through the construction, through the design process, after it was accepted, that there were 14 animal icons that were embedded, cut out of stainless steel and embedded in the floor. And those animal icons I researched, and they came from Indian stories that were more or less one of the characters is Winnebajoo that tells cautionary tales in the wintertime to children and to anybody else about what happens, a cause and effect for your actions. And so while researching those icons, the stories were so terrific, I put it in the back of my mind saying, at some point I want to do something with this. So after the floor was completed, I thought they would be really wonderful because it was just line art at that point when I did the design, and so I decided to make it a coloring book, but the stories had to be included next to the line art, and so that's how it was born. And so after 2 years later, it finally came to fruition, and I contacted Jim Perlman at Holy Cow Press, and we formed a wonderful friendship and business association, and it is now live. And I always wanted to, if this was going to happen, I always wanted the book launch to be on the floor itself. So that's kind of the short history of this project.
Well, it's just it's really such a fun story, and the art is, again, it's on the floor, but it's also included in the book. Are there photographs of the art that you created for the floor? Are they incorporated into the book?
Oh, in one way they are. I mean, the art is on every page of the story, but then there's also the line drawing on the page next to it that you can color. And I did change the icons a little bit to make them more colorable, that they were a little more intricate. And so it would be fun to color, but I really hope people will color it because it makes you part of the story, choosing what you want, what color you want, and where you put it. But the other part of it is on the back cover of the book is an actual in-process how the floor was installed. And so there must be, don't remember, but I think that there's over 30 photos on the back of the cover. And part of the presentation of the book launch, well, I'm going to be doing an image. I put together a presentation of images from that floor launch so you can see, because terrazzo is a very intricate way of, and it's an old, old process. It's in the churches in Rome, and you see it in all the casinos. You see it in the, and you can see it in hospitals and airports, and so it was quite a learning process. I think I have my PhD in Toronto now.
So I'm kind of here's a goofy question for you. I would imagine that some artists might think, kind of the way artists had used to weigh in on paint by numbers back in the day, that, you know, because if you're an artist, you go to school, you train, you have inspiration, you put blood, you put sweat, you put tears into your craft. And the idea that somebody could come along, you know, with a coloring book or paint by numbers and people can just sort of, you know, do it and then go, oh, look at what I made. You know, some artists sort of take that personally and say, that's not really, really real. Well, so I'm interested, from your perspective, having spent your entire life as an artist, it sounds like you're so comfortable with and excited about the idea of having this be a coloring book that people can maybe use to relax in front of Netflix or something. you don't feel that conflict?
I do not. One of the reasons is at one point I watched a documentary about terrazzo floors in Europe, and they were explaining about the terrazzo floors and how that the people that are actually walking on them are part of the experience of that terrazzo floor, especially some of the beautiful ones. And so somebody asked me once when we were on the floor down at the convention center that you have all these animals, and there's the name of the floor is Winds and Currents. So it has to do with there's water, a water feature, and there's hills and lots of different things that are incorporated into the design. And that why didn't you put any humans into an icon that then everybody would be presented? And I looked at them and I said, but I did. You're standing on it. So the experience of actually being part of that, standing on that floor and viewing that icons, I've had a lot of people that even from the deck tell me that the kids race around and try to find all the icons, and they run down the river, and they run up the hills. And so absolutely, you know, you're part of it. And that's the same way I feel about the coloring book, is that when you're actually coloring it, you're part of the story. And so you're adding your humanness to what these wonderful stories say.
I love the idea, especially because, of course, hockey is so much a part of our Northland. And I love the idea that people will be coming into that space in the wintertime when stories, cautionary tales were being told about how to behave during the wintertime. Do you have a sense that this is going to maybe make sports audiences more respectful or something, that somehow it's going to seep through their feet and maybe some of these cautionary tales will kind of take hold and people will leave their winter experiences at the deck as better human beings?
Well, you know, if they feel something emotionally, that's all that counts, is because I think we're getting so desensitized to, especially living in these times, about that kind of feeling, that if it does that, then I'm a happy person. And, you know, with the floor also, which was strange because I did it to exercise my abilities. And after all was said and done, the installers submitted it to the National Awards for terrazzo and tile, and it won one of the best 11 terrazzo floors in the United States. And that's what I felt about people, is we live here in the Northland, and a lot of times we're discounted as living in this cold blizzard area, and they don't realize how gorgeous this city is, in that it doesn't matter where you live, and you can't be held back by the ways people might feel about where you live and your abilities to produce. And so that I felt really proud that this region, we could do that.
Joan, this is going to be an amazing book, and it's going to be an amazing opening. We will get a little information up so folks will know how to find it. But on Sunday, October 8th, from 2 to 4 at the deck, right there on the floor is where the book launch is going to take place. It's called Winds and Currents, Native Stories Retold and Illustrated. Joan Henrich, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for your interest. And please, everybody, come. I'd love to see everybody. I've been in this business in this area for a lot of years, so I'm hoping to see a lot of familiar faces.
Thank you, Joan. Joan Henrich, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.